Now, on with the news. News of Bigfoot. You know, Bigfoot might not be real, but he's a heck of a fundraiser. We are fascinated with that critter, and now a Washington State senator wants to harness that fascination to maintain Washington State parks. Senator Ann Rivers from the Vancouver area wants to make Sasquatch our state's official cryptid. Cryptid. A cryptid is a creature whose existence has not been proven by science and has not been disproven by science. That's Bigfoot. Senator Rivers also would like an official $40 Washington State Sasquatch-themed license plate that would raise money for state park maintenance. She says, quote, assuming Sasquatch is a native Washingtonian and our state parks are part of Sasquatch's native habitat, it makes perfect sense to capitalize on Sasquatch's popularity in a way that would help protect and improve that habitat. My next guest is an expert in the fundraising, the money-making potential of Bigfoot slash Sasquatch. My guest is Bob Bishop, who is a wholesaler of Bigfoot and Sasquatch souvenirs. Welcome, Bob.
Well, nice to be with you, Bill.
What's the difference between Bigfoot and Sasquatch?
Well, they're kind of used interchangeably. Sasquatch is up in Canada. The Canadians actually had a postage stamp in honor of Sasquatch commemorative. But down here in the States, I would say that Bigfoot is the more popular name.
More popular. What, and Yeti, where does Yeti fall?
Yeti, that's more the foreign area. We start getting into old Russia and some of the Mideastern, and they have their version. And Yeti is one of the terms they use.
And you use Bigfoot?
Yes.
Got it.
We'll also use Sasquatch. There are some of our customers prefer Sasquatch, so we will accommodate them.
Okay. Established that. We've established that now. And I said you're in the business. You're a wholesaler. How did you get into the Bigfoot Sasquatch business now for more than 20 years?
Well, way back in the late 1980s, I was at a gift show in San Francisco, a souvenir-type gift show, and worked for a souvenir company. And a lady approached me. She had a store in Willow Creek, California. And Willow Creek, even at that time, called itself the Bigfoot capital of the world.
Well, remind us why Willow Creek thinks it's the Bigfoot capital.
Well, the famous Patterson-Gimlin film was shot about 30, 40 miles from Willow Creek, and that was about 50 years ago. They just had their 50th anniversary. So Willow Creek, of course, being the nearest small town, they have publicized themselves as the Bigfoot capital of the world, and this lady with the gift shop there on a major highway wanted to have Bigfoot items for the tourists that came through, and she couldn't find any. So she asked me about it. I talked to the boss. He was kind of lukewarm about it.
As bosses burner. Sometimes yep. are about Bigfoot.
Yes, for sure. He was a skeptic, and so I kind of renewed the idea after I had left the company early 90s or thereabouts, and have been with it ever since.
And what is the demand like for Sasquatch Bigfoot products?
Well, in certain areas, very heavy. I'll give you an example. Right up there in Washington, not that far from you, the film Harry and the Hendersons that you might recall from about 30 years ago.
I do.
Okay, well, that was filmed up there, a town close to Index, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a wooded area there in the Cascades somewhere. I've not been there. But there's a espresso coffee-type shop there, and they publicize a lot of Bigfoot items. They're very popular. There's a store in California, Legend of Bigfoot. They do really well, too. And so in the niches, certain niches, Bigfoot is very popular. I understand Branson now will have a Bigfoot on the strip.
Branson, Missouri.
Yes, indeed.
That Bigfoot gets around.
He really moves around. Well, with those that long stride of his, he covers a lot of area.
That's true. That helps. And as you heard, we're not that impressed in Washington State with the Willow Creek origin story, to the point where our state is considering making a Sasquatch, as it's called here sometimes, the official cryptid of our state. What is your top Sasquatch seller?
Well, the old basic T-shirt.
Yeah.
The tourists love to wear their T-shirts, as well as even the locals. And we have one in particular that glows in the dark. And it's got a silhouette of Bigfoot, and the text on it is Bigfoot Lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that one has been our bestseller.
Do you have any limits that you put on yourself as far as how you depict Bigfoot?
Well, there are probably several hundred, many, many different versions, and it depends upon the artistic sense of the individual creating
okay.
Bigfoot, and they're all over the ballpark.
All over. Anything goes. I mean, do you have a kind of a limit for yourself? You say, hey, come on, Bigfoot is not this and it's not that. Let's agree on what Bigfoot is, because it's not doing everything. You know, you're okay with glowing in the dark, I see.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So what about this license plate idea? You're a wholesaler of Bigfoot items. Any advice to Washington State as we consider an honorary $40 license plate?
Yes, I would say that the idea is good. I think that, getting back to your question about art, I have not seen a concept. I assume that there'll be careful deliberations about the choice of graphic used, that somehow a silhouette of Bigfoot, I'm not sure what they have in mind, but I hope it's an attractive plate, because otherwise people won't buy it to put on their car, even though the cause might be good, donating to your state parks. So I think the design of the plate would be important. And going back to your question about Sasquatch versus Bigfoot, that might be something to really consider.
Mm-hmm. Bob Bishop, founder of Bishop Custom Products in Orland, California. You've been in the Sasquatch Bigfoot wholesale business for more than 20 years. Are you a believer?
Let me put it this way. I'm not a non-believer. In my mind, the jury is still out on this one.
The jury is out. What would it take for the jury to be in on Bigfoot?
Oh, I would say capturing a Bigfoot would certainly remove all doubt.
That would help.
That would sure help. I would say some of these hair samples, there could be some proof there.
But no one's ever going to think, oh, Bigfoot has finally been debunked. I can't imagine.
No. I think it ranks right along with the UFOs. There will always be believers, and I think that's kind of what makes it fun and interesting.
Bob Bishop makes a good living in part off that fun we have with Bigfoot and Sasquatch. He's the founder of Bishop Custom Products in Orland, California, selling other stuff, but supplying Sasquatch products to shops around the Pacific Northwest and California. Bob, good to talk with you.
Well, likewise, Bill. Enjoyed it very much.
I enjoyed it too. Again, the Washington State Senator Ann Rivers in our legislature here in Olympia is proposing that Sasquatch be our state's official cryptid, a character not proven or disproven to exist by science, and there would be a $40 Sasquatch license plate, $40, and 28 of those would go to support Washington State public park programs.